This is part two of my endorsement of Atiku Abubakar for president for Nigeria's presidential elections in February. That's about 3 weeks. Now, again, like I've said, I will most likely make this podcast. And I did remember things that I missed that I want to mention. One, if you disagree with my choice, it's okay. I am absolutely not saying that Atiku Abubakar will deliver on my goals. I've mentioned in the previous podcast, just in case you haven't listened to that yet, about why I am endorsing Atiku Abubakar. So yeah, I am absolutely not sure if he will deliver. I don't know. Nobody knows. We can only use what we have now to tell the little we can tell about the future. So Atiku Abubakar could absolutely fail to deliver if he ever becomes Nigeria's president. Now, that's aside. Secondly, he might not even win. Yeah. He might not even win. Will that ever, like, make me change my opinion on what I want? No. I will look for the next person, the next election cycle, who aligns with my belief, and I will endorse that person again, if I am still into that kind of thing in the future, right? So I'm not after who really had the best chance of winning. Obviously, if I'm after that, I might endorse President Buhari. I think he has a slightly more chance, to be honest, of winning. But I think Atiku has pretty solid good chance as well. Actually, really good chance of also winning. But Buhari has that edge. Has the name, the incumbency, that's him being the president now. All of that helps out a lot. So yeah, no, I'm not after who might potentially win. Right? Otherwise, I would have gone for Buhari. No, I'm after principle. That's what this is about. Principle. I'm not after good leadership. I'm not after tribal, religious, or anything like that. I'm after a candidate that will help deliver what I want. Yeah, it's not about you. No, it's not about me. It's all about me. But I truly believe that freedom, what I want, will be a million times better than anything we see. But government isn't the solution or anything like that. Absence of it will not suddenly make us into a paradise, into Wakanda. No. Far from it, actually. Government is a symptom of people's irrational behaviors. That's what it is. Malaria, for example. Malaria is caused by mosquitoes. When they bite a person, they inject their saliva or whatever it is that they inject into somebody. And that thing causes illness. It causes malaria, right? And they get fever, you know, weakness, all of that. And just some examples of the symptoms of malaria. Headache, and so on and so forth. You get those. Now, the headache and the fever are symptoms of malaria. The same thing with government. Our irrational behavior produces government. It's not government that caused us to have irrational behaviors. Far from it. It's our character, what we are made up of. We might have gotten that through a number of things, through our culture, our upbringing. Hey, yeah. Yeah. What do children learn in Nigeria, for example, when they're growing up? Part of the thing they learn is beating helps cure bad behaviors. Because parents beat children. In school, we teach us beat children is normal. Right? So we raise children that believe that you force beating is the way to get things done. It's going to be hard for that kind of people to see government as bad. Really. Even if they know that government is force, they will still believe that you need force to achieve things. So yeah, it could be that is the kind of irrational behaviors that has resulted to government to all kinds of things, like beating children. So I am after the root cause. Government is just one of those. I've mentioned on this podcast that one of my goals is to educate fellow Africans to start beating their children. That's one of my goals. Beating is bad. It's bad for the health of people. Force is bad. So I'm after the root cause. Government is just one of them. Absolutely one of the symptoms. I am all against all kinds of force, violence, all everything. So, yeah. That is what I'm after. That is my stand. That's my principle. And that's what I'm after. So I'm not after anybody. I'm after that principle. And that's what I will urge people to go after. Once you have a principle, hopefully it's a good one, then you are more likely to have a pattern. Right? You are not just following emotions. Oh, this one comes. Yeah, they are in power. Let's pretend we love them so we can get into power. Yeah, when next opposition comes, I have seen people that have done that. People close to me that I've known. They switch to whoever is in power. It's about them. It's about what they want. Too. That's why I'm honest with you. That's why I'm honest. I am after what I want, and I want freedom. And it's good for you. If I could have it, obviously you would, because, you know, I can't have my own land only. I can't be independent just on my own piece of land. It has to be the whole of Nigeria, or at least part of it. So yeah, I wanted to, I think for now that's what came into my mind. I'm after my principle. So I'm just looking for someone who better suits that, who can better give me that. what I want. Principle. Tomorrow, if someone from another party comes in and provides me that principle, I'm going to go. If you're able to convince me as well, give me stuff, absolutely will change. I'm after that principle, not the person. Principle. It really helps to follow principles. Thank you very much again. And maybe there might be part 3. Have a good day. Or good night, depending on where you are.